This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Yesterday I tried to answer this question, what happens when I can't feel God's love? And I said that it's a common problem. If it happens to you, you're not alone. The incredible thing about God is the extent of his great love for us. And I can't say this enough. Let me tell you, the story in the Bible, the prodigal son, and that's a parable in Luke 15, here you've got a wonderful illustration of the extravagance of God's love. You might know the story of the younger son who left home and wasted his money, that's an inheritance actually, and his father still loved him in spite of what the boy had done. And each day he looked to see if he was coming home, and then one day it happened. He saw his prodigal son in the distance there, but he didn't wait for the boy. He ran out and greeted him, huffing and puffing, sweating, I guess. He ran as fast as he could. He didn't care what others thought as they looked on in disgust. I mean, he was, after all, a man of distinction, making a fool of himself. But that didn't matter. He embraced his son. He kissed him. Again and again, he gave him some gifts. The Bible talks about a robe that covered his own tattered clothes so that he could hold his head high. His father gave him some sandals to welcome him home, as not as a slave, but as a son. He gave him a signet ring, and this was a great honour and a party to honour him back into the community. And as you think about that story that Jesus told, that God is our Heavenly Father who takes the initiative to show this immense love for us, a generous, overwhelming love, and the love and the grace of God. So with all that, you may not feel God's love as a personal Heavenly Father. And you think, yeah, well, that sounds too good to be true. You don't know what I've done. Or it could be your own earthly father didn't take the steps to get to know you or to show you his love. And there may not have been in your life many hugs or gestures of love. And after all, it's very hard to trust in a God like that. So I think you need to believe that you can be loved. And your problem with God may well be a self-esteem issue. I mean, there are people who feel bad about themselves in life because of something they did or something that was done to them. Either way, don't let yourself feel bad about yourself. Receive forgiveness for the things you've done wrong and give forgiveness to those who've actually hurt you. And don't give in to the feeling of shame, of embarrassment or negative self-talk. If you feel like hiding, you'll tend to shut out God. And you'll shut out others who care about you. After all, you are a worthwhile person. Your emotional needs are important. And I said yesterday morning that some people are angry with God, but there's more to this. If you don't feel close to God, it may mean that what you should do is let go of the anger that you've got. I mean, angry people are lonely people. Yes, you might have valid reasons to be angry, but don't stay that way. Don't stay angry. This anger and negativity push other people away. If people are trying to help you, you push them away. And you can't stay angry at someone and feel their love for you at the same time. I've spoken before about Job from the Old Testament. He was angry with God. He had a momentous disaster happen to him and his family. And he knew that he didn't deserve all this pain. And he was angry at his friends who criticized him. He told them. And Job talked this through. And he let go of his anger. He didn't become bitter. Actually, he became better. And in the end of the story of Job, he found God's love and comfort. And maybe today you need to talk to God about your own anger. So express how you feel. It could be you're a person of action and reason, and you say, well, look, my feelings, they're not valid. They just get in the way. But if you've shut down emotionally because of disappointments, don't be surprised that you can't feel God's love and presence. Find friends who are interested in you. And when someone says to you, how are you feeling? Don't give them this bland answer. Tell them honestly how you feel. Take time to be still with them and to be with God. Sit with God, meditate with him, and it allows you to bring your focus back to God and focus on the things that are important. Well, dear Lord, sometimes we wonder why things happen. Life doesn't always make sense and we lose heart. So I pray you'll help us to look up and believe in your goodness and your love. Amen.